99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly. You look well and put together.
Thank you. Not going to be like a better than yesterday kind of a compliment.
No.
That's great. So I am wearing the dress. I have the fascinator, which looks beautiful. However, it doesn't fit amazingly well.
Is it because of your freakishly small head?
It is because of my freakishly small head and a very small, thin headband that's very slippery and floppy, and it kind of just doesn't stay in place. And I don't have enough hair to pin it down. But I'll put it on for a picture so you can see the look. That's really what it's about. Just like a picture for the gram. And the rest of the time, I'm just not. It's going to sit here and adorn our table as decoration.
I was going to say, it looks like a beautiful centerpiece to our decoration here. We are live backside Churchill Downs. Happy Oaks Day. As far as the forecast goes, it looks like it's just going to be cloudy. No rain.
Yeah, this is fantastic. And we've already seen some star power back here. Heather French Henry just stopped by. So she is escorting some princesses, beauty queens, pageant queens, all the things. So we have royalty backside at Churchill Downs already. It's going to be a great day.
All right, great day. We've got a bunch of stuff to get to here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories and more on the way on DJX. Good morning. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Oaks Day and beautiful forecast according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. 77, some clouds. I'm still a little bit slow from yesterday.
You did the Thurby experience. I saw it. You wore the hat.
we'll get to that here in just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. On 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good.
Okay, so this hero saved a stroller from rolling onto a 6-lane California highway. Maybe you've seen this video. It's been circulating, and it's nuts.
Yeah, like that lady just kind of fell down, and the stroller just started going towards...
Rolling, yes, through to a 6-lane highway in California. So at first, I mean, when I first saw it, I was thinking, is she drunk? But according to the story... this viral footage shows her. She's like reacting in horror. She's watching the stroller start to roll away. She got out of her car in this parking lot. She tries to race after it, but she trips and slams face first into the sidewalk. And then she fell again when she was trying to get back on her feet. You know, and she's again watching the stroller just kind of like slowly but surely rolling towards peril. And then it just appears to stop just in time. This hero comes out of nowhere, just feet away from these cars that are whizzing by. This man dressed in all black runs up from the right, stops it just in time. The guy was later identified as Ron Nessman, who was in the area for a job interview to further escape several years of homelessness. Isn't that nuts? He said, I knew I could get it, and I got it. The woman who lost control of the stroller is the baby's great aunt. And she injured her knees in the fall. Like, they were bleeding and everything when, you know, he got to her. She was still shocked. She was crying, obviously. It's just a horrific scene she thought was going to unfold. And he saved the baby and saved the day. And just unbelievable, his backstory. And on his way to a job interview and is getting his life back together. And now he's a bona fide hero. So we've got that footage. It's nuts. See it on the website, WDJX.com.
All right, live backside Churchill Downs here with 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're live backside here at Churchill Downs. And, you know, it's Oaks and the track is a buzz already.
It is. Now, listen, they had some different areas gated off than they had all week. I had a bit of an adventure figuring out how to get in here, but hopefully for the general public, it's going to be just fine.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, just make sure that you give yourself a little bit of time to get to the track. Obviously, the shuttle services from the Kentucky Expo Center are running, free parking there. So, I mean, you can't beat that.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat free. Heck, yeah. Do that system.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. It's Cinco de Mayo today as well.
What a day. So many things to celebrate.
And already Woodford has brought by their little list of what's happening today. And on it are the Oaks Lily.
Yes.
And then for the Cinco de Mayo,
the Morningland Madras. I like that. But it's made with vodka, cranberry, and orange juice. I mean, that sounds delicious.
Well, what about that? The horseshoe margarita recipe.
Well, okay, so that's going to be a little bit more aggressive. Again, the upside-down margarita incident in college, that has made it so that I don't ever drink margaritas ever again, and I haven't. I've stuck to that.
Really?
I have not.
Well done.
Thank you. That's commitment.
That is real commitment.
Yeah, I stick to the other things like vodka, rum, all the things.
Vodka and rum. All right, so we set off a huge debate on social media yesterday or the other day, and whether it's hats or fascinators, and it was all because of a friend of yours.
Yeah, so she had a strong opinion about no fascinators. She thinks if you're going to be at the Derby, you need to represent properly, and that is with a Derby hat.
All right, so we'll get into that coming up next.
Ben and Kelly Show.
We're live backside Churchill Down. So if you happen to be listening to DJX just about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago, there was a very controversial statement made on the air. Now, it was made on purpose by Kelly Kay. She was just relaying something her friend had said about fashion and the Kentucky Derby.
So my friend, being Abby Miller, used to be a TV anchor here in town many moons ago on LKY. She tosses out there on Facebook, in all caps,
a heater.
Number one, a fascinator's not a hat. Number two, fascinators look heinous even on supermodels. Number three, pull up your panties and wear a hat, represent. To which I had to respond. So I said, I'll be sticking with being the armpit of Derby because of my freakishly small head. I wear children's size hats, so fascinators look more proportional on me. Smoochy, smoochy, smoochy.
So if I may unpack her statement a little bit more, it's not that she maybe dislikes fascinators, but maybe
she hates them.
Dislikes them for the Kentucky Derby.
She hates them.
So she is not a fan of the fascinator
at all.
Not
a fan of the fascinators at all. So I heard further comment, they are the armpit of Derby, she says. So hence, I'm going to continue being the armpit of Derby. She's like, please tell me there's no sticks or feathers. I'm like, there are feathers. I rock feathers. I love feathers. Feathers are fantastic.
Missy texts in and says, I agree with everything your friend said about fascinators. So ugly. None are cute. Look like Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, Missy. Oh,
Missy. Missy's firing shots directly into your heart.
I will have you know that I sold all of my fascinators on Facebook Marketplace so far. They said they were pretty, and I make them every year.
John. Also, hashtag team hat.
John, you're not even wearing them.
He says, hashtag this ain't England, hashtag America. So he's
John,
saying,
hashtag you're not wearing them.
I get the purists because I feel like the fascinator has been a thing that has evolved recently.
It's become the new hotness. And I will tell you this, too. Also, from my point of view, so I have several friends that own boutiques here in town, and they have been showing off the fashions on their social media all with the past couple of weeks, and the number one things they show, fascinators. They're showing the outfits. They're showing fascinators in their videos. They're not showing hats.
Susie says, what is a fascinator? Honest question. All right, so you know what? Let's not assume that everybody knows what one is. It's basically a garnished headband.
Yeah, exactly, yes. So it's like a little mini hat on a headband. It still has big flowers and feathers and all things.
Yeah, it's like a headband that's got a bunch of stuff on it.
Yeah, so Carla says, team whatever makes you feel beautiful, but I do love fascinators. Kelly, you would look great wearing a Kroger bag. I love you, Carla. And then my friend Leslie, who also makes fascinators and hats, she says, fascinators. And being that I make them for people, I hardly ever get a request for a hat anymore. I see less and less of them each year during Derby Week. Hats are beautiful, but oh so uncomfortable for a long day. Have fun, wear what you want. That's my point, too. And I'll tell you this also. If you don't have a lot of hair, as I am one of those gals, a fascinator will help save the dew and not completely wreck it.
Yeah, you have a very small head.
I have a small head and
not a lot of hair. Yeah.
Comfort, okay? Fascinators I've found are more comfortable to
Crystal
wear.
Crystal from West Point says, I make a fascinator every year. Love them. Mine this year has feathers, flowers, and sticks.
Yes, Crystal.
Hang on. Sticks?
I bet it looks fantastic. I think it looks fantastic. Swifty Kim's rolling in like everyone needs to calm down about it. Looks like I'm winning the debate so far. Are you team hat? Are you team fascinator?
Chris texts in and says, fascinators are to Derby what Speedos are to men's bathing suits. Sure, you're allowed to wear them, but nobody wants to see that.
Listen now, I will point my finger to the Olympics. Do you see any men competing in the Olympics wearing anything other than a Speedo?
Hey,
champions wear Speedos.
Oh, champions
wear fascinators.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Happy Oaks. BT Dubs, Operation GOTV yesterday was a success, but we even had a bonus.
It was a bigger success than we could have ever hoped and dreamed and imagined, and it happened twofold. So the first opportunity was just kind of a spontaneous, just go out there and see what happens, and you got on wave three that way.
Yeah, I mean, it was like you were literally testing my manhood going, well, if we're going to do it, you need to do it now. And I was like, okay.
That's how it happened. That's how it happened. That's how it unfolded. And then later on, we were getting our little, you know, customary picture
in front of the Twin Spire.
Yes, out by the track, and it was like after kind of we were winding down, and we happened to get on LKY's spot, and so someone else grabbed a screenshot and put it in our Facebook thread and said, "Oh, look!"
They were like, "Hang on a second, I think that's Ben and Kelly."
We weren't even trying, but we're just going to go ahead and say Alex Durham from LKY crashed our shot.
She did a little bit.
A little bit. Which is fantastic. So you can see all of those, like all the footage, all the screenshots, all the magic is on the website. We've put it all on a blog, WDJX.com.
All right. Yesterday was a record-setting day for Thurby. I'll have to tell you who I met and some of the things that went down yesterday at Thurby next on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Happy Oaks. Yesterday, Churchill Downs announced that Thurby set a record for attendance in its 10th year. Over 50,000 people were at Thurby yesterday, including yours truly.
Yeah, you were rocking the fashion. You were trepidatious about the fashion, but you decided to go with this wide-brimmed hat that you were concerned about.
Yeah, I said to my daughters, Isabella and Sophia, beforehand, I said, okay, be honest. And this is before I posted it on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the fashion hat that I was wondering about.
And they're 19, so they're going to know fashion and be honest.
Yes, they are. So I put it on and I say, hey, okay, be honest, hat, yes or no. And so Isabella's like, if that's the look you're going for.
Oh, God. Oh, that's not good.
And then Sophia goes, you look like Bruno Mars, but in a bad way.
Okay, so I'm taking that as two thumbs down.
Yeah, but then they said, listen, if you're wanting to take fashion risks, this is the time to do it.
Fashion risks. Again, that's a thumb down from them. Like, if they're calling it a risk.
Yeah, and
they're acknowledging that it's going to be controversial.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, yeah, great choice. Others are going to be like,
So I decided, I was like, you know what? YOLO.
YOLO. Just do it.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? This is something that is out of my comfort zone, but I don't, you know what? I'm going to do it. And so I threw it on Facebook, by the way, for the people to decide. And I will say that, one, shout out to Mary, who I met here at the track, and then several others who I just ran into randomly at Thurby, which was kind of fun and cool and random. But
did you find people like acknowledging the hat in person?
There was one person who was like, oh, she was like, I love the hat. I saw it, or I heard you talking about it, and so I saw you over there. I was like, I just had to say.
That's sweet. But then you mine the comments. 131 deep so far on the Facebook page. And there are some split opinions.
A lot of people are saying it's like I need my butter churner and I need to call myself Ben Yoder or Jebediah, as in I look Amish.
Yes, there's a lot of Amish comments for sure. Amber says, as a fellow ginger, I say necessity over fashion, but it's a yes too, LOL. I'm not really sure what that means.
Tiffany said, normally I'd say no, but you honestly make it work. Wear what you want. See, look at that. Body positivity, fashion positivity. I like that. Carrie says, I'm getting some Amish vibes, but I think it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. Jean says, but how do you feel wearing the hat? That is what matters. I think if you're going to wear a hat, Derby's the time to do it, and no one should judge you. You have fun with it.
Rebecca says, you have a Scoutmaster meshed with Amish vibe. And I think it's awesome. Very fashion forward.
That is so accurate. Like, when I was looking at it, because you kind of said it had cowboy qualities.
It does, but it doesn't have the curled up like brim.
Yeah, the top of it did, but then the brim led to the Amish side. Sterling, our friend Sterling at WDRB, said, I'm not a hat guy, but it looks good on you. I'm saying yes, all caps.
Lacey said, hat yes, that hat no. So, you know, hey, what we're saying is it's Oaks, and this is a time to take fashion risks if you want to. We saw all sorts of people wearing all sorts of things yesterday for Thurby. Already, the vibes here backside are very pink and looking good.
Janet says, just saw a meme where someone called the Kentucky Derby Amish NASCAR, so that hat kind of gives that vibe. Love the rest of the look.
All right. So if you want to see what we're talking about, I took the risk. I did it. I went out in public in this thing. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. So we got a hot tip just a second ago.
Insider hot tip from our good friend Mo.
Oh, I was just going to say we shouldn't.
Anonymous hot tip.
Yes, but we can't give up our sources. That's an inside job.
It's an anonymous source.
An anonymous source who happens to work at LKY on the inside.
Should I crop that out of the picture?
You mean...
That looks like the insider source. That's the tell.
Oh, yeah. It does kind of look like a program feed from...
Make that go away.
All right, So anyways, our point is... that we had an insider tip that Alex Durham over at LKY is doing live shots here. So
she's one of our new besties, and she doesn't even know it.
So she goes on, and I think I might have gotten in early, either that or our insider source just got the photo. But I think you may have actually.
I am so excited that I think I might have made my Operation GOTV debut. Normally, I've been behind the scenes. Yes. In these shenanigans, but I think I got to take center stage, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, so we didn't do that on the air, but off the air, we did it. So you can see the video. We'll post it up at WDJX.com or on our socials, at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's
but
the real magic, because it's from our vantage point. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, like, we'll take you in the trenches with us.
Take you in the trenches.
Yes.
All right, so Operation GOTV, LKY, that was one of the ones that we were actually shooting for.
Well, but then again, didn't you confirm that you got on HAS too?
Yeah, so Haley Minogue was on with Eric, and I walk by, and it's one of those things where you can kind of see their program feed, you can see what's on the air, and so I had to, like, just get over her shoulder and kind of turn around, and I was like...
Oh my gosh. So listen, so check, this is what we need you guys to do, is check your DVRs, get some screenshots on HAS and LKY this morning and see if we were successful. See if you can find me. I'm in a jean jacket and floral dress, and I'm holding a phone.
You're right, recording.
Filming Ben, so.
But I will say, those were two that we hadn't gotten yet.
They have been elusive.
Yes.
So we need the proof. We need you guys to give us a proof.
Check and check. Operation GOTV. Love that.
Yeah. High five.
All right. Coming up next. Are you ready to get your drink dress on?
Oh, I've been ready since 4 a.m.
Are you ready for a Lily?
I'm ready for a Lily.
All right. It's Oaks Day, so the official cocktail for Kentucky Oaks is the Finlandia Oaks Lily, and we got that. Kelly is going to feel tingling.
I drink it once a year. I really should drink it more often. I really should.
Yeah, for the show, I think that would be good. All right, so that's coming up here in just a moment. Sunroof, Nikki Yore, going to be a beautiful day today, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. High 77, Oaks is upon us. Good morning. It's DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and it's drink time.
It's Oaks Lily time. Finlandia Oaks Lily.
Literally, Nancy Bond is here with us with Finlandia. And this is a moment that Kelly has been literally waiting for since last year.
I heard that these are your favorite.
This is my jam. I'm so excited. This is it. I don't know why I don't drink them, like, outside of Derby, but it just seems like it's special when you leave it for Oaks.
Yeah. So, speaking of Oaks, how many of these Oaks lilies are going to be consumed at the track today?
Historically, there's about 85,000 that are sold each year.
And we're going to teach you how to make it at your house.
All right. So, Nancy, what do we got?
So we have Finlandia vodka, of course, official vodka of Kentucky Oaks and Churchill Downs. 1 1/4 ounce. Here we go. Well,
that's a nice heavy pour.
Whoop, whoop. Right. And then quarter ounce triple sec.
All right. Go, baby, go.
1 ounce sweet and sour mix.
Oh,
yes.
And this is what gives it that beautiful pink color. 3 ounces of cranberry.
Oh, it's also good for urinary tracts, too.
Yes, it is. So we give it a good stir, and then we'll just garnish it with blackberry and lemon peel. And there you have it, Kelly.
And that's the first time anyone's pointed that out, right? Isn't it?
Not the first, won't be the last.
All right, that is a beautiful drink, and it took literally seconds to make.
So easy to make, very easy to replicate. If you have a party you're having at home for your guests, very easy to batch it. You can make an alcohol-free version as well. I mean, we got options for you.
There are options.
There are options. I like this one, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelly is going to be like, you know what? Seconds to make, seconds to drink.
Yes,
but right. Please drink responsibly.
Yes, please. All right. I got my to-go cup, which is great.
Red Solo cup of Oaks
Love
Lily.
It. Love it.
All right, Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you. All happy right. Oaks.
Yes, happy Oaks. We're going to play a song to cheers to this.
Yes, cheers to this.
All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story. Do you even know what you're going to talk about?
No, it's going to be good, though. Trust me.
It's going to be good. Yeah, after Kelly has slammed this Oaks Lily here. All right, so we'll get to that coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Sorry, every time I hear it, I just poop my pants is what I hear.
Yeah, I can't unhear that. No.
Sorry. I stuck the mic in Kelly's face right as she was slamming some of that Oaks Lily. She's like, hang on a second, we're on?
Hang on, I'm enjoying my Oaks Lily.
Hang on, Mama's got to finish her Oaks Lily here.
Mama juice. Get me going in the morning.
Listen, it's Oaks. We're a little bit loopy. It's been one of those days. I'm still kind of on a high from Thurby yesterday.
Yeah, how late did you stay there?
So it's one of those things where, okay, I'm going to have to tell you some stories about yesterday.
Okay, you did allude to that earlier, that there are stories to be told. You met some people and things happened.
I'll tell you, okay. My tease for coming up is that I got places I shouldn't have gotten.
Oh, that's fun. That could mean a lot of things.
Listen, and it's just between you and me. No one here needs to know this, okay?
Just us girls.
It's just us girls chatting, having fun. All right, let's get to that feel good.
So this is crazy. Passengers on an inter-island flight in Hawaii had this crazy, scary, but amazing experience. So this flight lost an engine midair.
Oh.
Everybody hears a loud noise, right? The passengers try to stay calm, but can you imagine? Uh-huh. The vice principal of a middle school was escorting young students on a trip to Oahu for a STEM conference and said she didn't want to look scared to freak out the students. So she kind of had to keep her own emotions in check, decided to message her daughter and ask her to pray, you know, on the DL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The aircraft was a twin-engine turboprop, was able to stay in the air for 20 minutes before touching down in Honolulu. Everyone's fine. Everybody, you know, obviously gave kudos to the hero pilot. The plane's been inspected. An investigation's been opened to try to figure out why the engine failed. But in the meantime, the passenger is getting a $400 credit and a refund for the trip. They're making it good.
Look, pilots, my gosh, their ability to just be cool, calm, and collected in under those sort of situations are amazing.
It's incredible. You can see the story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 99.7 DJX. Happy Oaks Day. So we just spoke with Darren Rogers. He's like the official communications director for Churchill Downs, right?
Yes. And he was talking about how difficult it was to actually get the numbers of the attendance for Thurby because they kept changing.
Well, yeah. So it was a record yesterday for Thurby. And it was because the weather was outstanding. According to Wave Storm Tracking Team, weather today, no more rain in the forecast. So that's good. And then Derby, same way. So it looks like it's going to be one of those, like, great weekend.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, and we've had pretty much run the gamut when it comes to weather we've had to deal with for Oaks and Derby in the past. There's been snow. There's been rain. There's been, like, heat, all the things. So it looks like it should be pretty decent.
So I donned my fun, fancy hat, and I met my wife at Thurby. And I gotta tell you that I gained access to places I probably shouldn't have.
And how exactly did you do that? Did you just use your little media credential and just be like, yeah, there should be more letters on here. There's not. Doesn't matter. Just gonna show up like I own the place?
So my wife was with friends, and she was in the Sky Terrace, like six-floor Sky Terrace, right?
Right.
And so, you know, she texts me and she's like, hey, we're here. If you can make it over, you know, let me know. And so I was like, all right. And I was like, all right, I'll try to make it over. And then I realized that my credentials don't include the Sky Terrace, right?
Yeah. Okay. What do?
And so I just walk over and I'm like, okay, to the elevator attendant. And I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm just going to go flash my credentials. I'm not going to let them like linger and see what credentials I actually have, but I'm just going to go, hey, here we are. And I'm just going to get right up on the sixth floor. And there we are. And by the way, we are on DRB right now.
Hi there. How's it going?
This is like Inception right now.
Radio TV Inception. How fun.
I know. So we're on the air at 99.7 DJX on DRB right now. This is like the Operation GOTV.
It is. We didn't even try.
No, we didn't. What? Sure, Keith Kaiser, why don't you just hijack our radio broadcast? Kelly's got it.
You said you had to put your hat on.
Yeah. Kelly. Oh my gosh!
We don't want to barge in, but you guys.
We don't want to barge in, but you do to us. So why not?
You're standing in the corner. You're like in the main thoroughfare here at the media center.
Yes, we are. I mean, they put us right next to the bathrooms, and it's great.
This is where we're contained. We can't spook any horses yes. when we're inside, which is really yeah. what it's about. Because we used to be way down at end in the tent.
So they brought you among the people. Yeah. You said you've served your time, and said we can bring them among the people now.
Yes. Well, and they're like, we don't want them making so much noise by the horses, these million-dollar horses.
Yes, but you know what? I love the convenient access to the bathrooms, the donuts.
That is true. I think it's
watching.
It's the donuts and the coffee.
Yes.
And then, yeah, donuts, coffee, restroom, circle of life.
It is the circle.
Yes, it is. It's a great spot. I mean, it doesn't have much. But, you know, we bring the party.
Yeah. I'm sorry to bother you. No. You guys keep doing your thing. I'm going to go over here and do this TV thing. See you guys.
All right, see ya. Great seeing you, Keith Kaiser. Keith Kaiser, WDRB there.
That's so fun. That was Operation Get On TV. We didn't even have to try.
All right.
They brought it to us.
All right, hang on. There's more to the story. I'll tell more of the story coming up here in just a second as to places I shouldn't have been yesterday at Thurby, all right?
That's awesome.
So that's coming up next. 99.7 DJX. Somebody said there's It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Happy Oaks. Kelly, you look great.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, so I got to be honest. The fascinator is a little floppy, so I'm trying to get it positioned correctly. I don't really have enough hair to pin, so is it okay?
Yeah, I mean, it makes your freakishly small head...
look more proportioned?
Yes.
Yes, to my big, you know, football-sized broad shoulders?
Yes.
And giraffe-long neck?
Oh, my gosh, it worked.
Yes, thank you.
It works. So, yesterday, record-setting day at Thurby, and I was telling you before Keith Kaiser from WDRB just hijacked our radio broadcast. And
literally did.
I like turnabout's fair play.
Yes. He brought Operation Get On TV to us, which is awesome.
So anyways, I met my wife and she's like, hey, sixth floor Sky Terrace. See if you can make it up here. I'm like, all right, I'll see what I can do. Right.
Yes.
So anyways, I get back here. They start kicking people off the elevator because they're like, you've got to start checking wristbands and everything because there are people that are trying to sneak in, and I'm literally on,
like me.
I know exactly. I'm literally on the elevator as they're doing that, going, I'm just like covering up my media credit.
I have many letters on here. It's the right one.
Yeah, they're the right ones. Don't even worry about checking it.
Yeah, you don't have to look that close.
No. So anyways, you know, I'm like sixth floor. They're like, all right. But then like fourth floor, they literally kick a dude out because he's like, he's tried to get up here like four times. And
oh, no. Oh, yeah. And then you start to sweat.
I start sweating and I'm like, just two more floors. I'm home free.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so then you're just like Still trying to find the confidence in the face? Like, yeah.
No, no. I'm cool, calm, and collected on the outside. On the inside, I'm a little bit like, all right, what's going to happen? What am I going to say if I'm questioned, right?
What are you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to make it up.
I'm just trying to find my wife.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, so I get up. Everything's cool. Sixth floor. Like, Kelly, I didn't pay for a drink at all yesterday.
What?
And
are they free up there? Is that the land of free drink?
It's not free. You pay to get up there, you see.
Oh, and since you didn't pay to get
now,
up there.
Now, then, so fast forward just a hot minute. We have to go down to the paddock area, yes. Right, to meet some other friends yesterday at Thurby.
Uh-huh. What happened?
So then we get down. We're talking. And then we go, hey, let's go into this other sectioned off area.
Uh-huh.
That apparently one of our friends down there has access to. We don't. My wife and I do not.
Boy, said she doesn't even have the benefit of a media credential.
No, not at all. And so he goes, here, follow me, act like you're supposed to be here. And I'm like, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do.
I've been doing this all day.
You're not saying anything. I don't know.
Okay.
So legit. So we literally just walk right through. And there were people waiting in line trying to, like, get their stuff checked.
You didn't just get in free. You walked in like a VIP.
I did. I act like I was, and therefore I was, Kelly.
You willed it to happen.
I manifested that stuff and got it. And so again, in this special paddock area, it was awesome. You know, again,
you experienced it.
I experienced things that I shouldn't have yesterday.
Wow, that is impressive, sir. And good times were had. And when that happens, you stay as late as you can.
And so, After the last race raced, we're like, all right, I guess we're all having dinner. And I was like, we are? And
so, do they serve that here too?
You know, right? Where am I going for that?
Here's the buffet.
So it was wild. I didn't actually end up getting in my bed last night until close to 11 o'clock.
Oh, that hurts.
Yes.
And you got to get up extra early to finagle your way back here. Oh, many things.
Yes. So, hey, if you've got a great story, text it to us, 502-795-1997. It doesn't have to be from, like, this year, but, like, years past of when you've been able to finagle your way into places.
You got places you weren't supposed to be.
Yeah, would love to see some of those texts. We'll get to some of those on the way on 997DJX. Happy Derby, happy Oaks. We're live backside Churchill Downs. Good morning, 997DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, happy Oaks. Again, Kelly, you look nice put together.
Thank you so much. Wearing a floral dress. It's kind of sleeveless.
Hang on, shout out the designers. Let's be.
It's Eliza J by Macy's.
So yesterday, when I was at Thurby, there was someone who was like, "This is like the Met Gala of Kentucky."
Yes, it is. It's our Met Gala.
Kentucky Met Gala.
Yes. So then I went to Two Chicks Boutique and I got like the fascinator base and I zhuzhed it. Yeah. With some stuff there, some feathers, some flowers. I got the glue gun out yesterday and created this Kelly K creation. So it's a hat by Kelly K Creations and Two Chicks.
Oh, well, there you go. It looks great, Kelly.
Thank you. We'll show it up on the socials.
All right. So I was asking, have you ever gotten someplace you shouldn't have been by either sneaking in or especially around Derby? I know that's a big thing in these parts.
Oh, yeah. Your Thurby experience was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we got a text from Willow that said, snuck under the plastic fencing there at the Barnes Table Brown Party and got in, hung out for an hour until we got kicked out.
Oh, my gosh. She literally went under a fence. Yeah. That's pro.
That is pro status right there.
I mean, that is such a ninja move.
Yeah, and especially, like, you got to be wearing attire that fits.
Yeah, if you don't, you're not going to fit in, and then they're going to really know you don't belong there.
Right. And then I remember years ago, someone at the radio station gave my brother-in-law a credential, media credential, right?
Right. I know who the person was that used to work for us.
Yes. His name is Jackson. And and so we're going to throw him under the bus. So anyways, somehow my brother-in-law got Jackson's media credentials for Churchill Downs, right?
Well, I mean, somehow you gave it to him, right?
We're not. Okay, the details are sketchy, Kelly.
Okay.
So anyways, this was probably 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And so it was, I remember telling him, okay, if you're going to go, somehow he got this pass. And I was like, since you already have the pass, go ahead and go. These are the places you can go.
Yes, and place a bet for me.
Yep. So I had him put a money on, like, I think it was like 20-1 odds. And that was the year I want to say Giacomo won the Derby.
Okay. All right.
And so Giacomo ended up winning. And he had already, we had already communicated, because I wasn't at the track that day, that he had purchased the ticket. And so we're at home. We're watching the Derby go. Giacomo wins. I'm a winner.
Oh my gosh. You are thinking, I've got some dollar bills coming my way.
Yes, for sure. I mean, it was a long shot. It would have been several hundred dollars. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice.
I know. So anyways, my sister comes back without my brother-in-law.
And where's Jeremy?
And
where's your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Jackson?
Right.
Jackson.
So several hours go by. We get a phone call probably around 10 o'clock at night, Derby night.
Oh, my gosh. You haven't heard from him until then?
No. And so he is calling from the drunk tank going, someone's got to pick me up.
Oh, my God. He got arrested.
So apparently he got so drunk, passed out, got robbed. The only identification on him was the media credential from DJX.
Oh, my God.
I don't have the winning ticket anymore. Whoever robbed him has.
Oh, no. Oh, I wonder if they probably did. They probably realized. Yep. Oh, yep. No.
And then we had meetings because there is now a police report that has.
Oh, my gosh, for one of our employees. Yes. Who was not even there.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyways, these stories only come around this time of year.
You have a lot of stories in your wake. That how have you survived all these years and not gotten fired?
I don't know, Kelly.
That is an anomaly. You're magical.
It is kind of like a unicorn. All right, we are live backside Churchill Downs, Happy Oaks. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Happy Oaks, Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, what a day. It's like a double celebration, and we are so blessed to have a couple of cocktails to highlight today.
Yeah, Kelly's already knee-deep into her Oaks Lily. Hashtag for Oaks.
And yours.
Yes, that's right. I was like, she finished hers, and then she was like, hey, are you going to finish yours? I was like, no, I really haven't even started mine yet. And she's like, YOLO.
That's exactly. It's Oaks. I mean, you got to have the Finlandia Oaks Lily. And then it's Cinco de Mayo, so you have to have a special cocktail for that, and that is why we have our friend here.
Yeah, Will from Herradura. And I'll tell you, you've got this set up, my man.
Pretty cool, right?
Yes, he's like, yep, I'm ready to go.
We are so excited to be here. Thank you for having us. So this is a really, really special day for us as the official tequila sponsor for Oaks and the Derby. So we have an amazing hometown tie here in Louisville. We're owned by Brown-Forman, who is founded here locally. Mm-hmm. And the same year in 1870 is when our tequila was founded as well.
Wow. Look at that.
And it still looks good.
Wow. All right, so tell us about the cocktail that you're going to be creating for specifically Cinco de Mayo here at Derby.
Yeah, so we're going to whip up a horseshoe margarita, which you can find around the track. What's very cool about this cocktail is we've got our little horseshoe in our bottle, and our horseshoe is upside down. And a lot of people are like, why is that upside down? I don't understand. That's so every time we pour a glass of Tequila Herradura, we pour good luck into all those who drink it. So when you're out on the track, you're placing bets, you're looking for your lucky day, this is the way to secure that.
There it is.
That is the cutest thing ever.
Cool. So what we're going to do is start off with two parts of Tequila Herradura. Mm. This is a beautiful silver tequila with a little bit of cooked agave and citrus notes to it.
Hey, but before you pour it, let Kelly smell it.
Yeah, please.
Oh,
here.
Okay, all right. Get listen. Oh, yes. Yep. That is okay.
She had an upside down margarita incident in college, and she's shied away from the tequila spirits since.
Well, you know what? When you're producing super high quality tequila, yeah, all those memories will go away, and you'll have a whole new perspective.
There you go. All right. Continue. Sorry.
So we're pouring two parts of our silver tequila, and then we're going to follow that up with a really easy one part of freshly squeezed lime juice. Okay. Fresh squeezed is always the move. And lastly, we'll top that off with a little hint of agave nectar. This is straight from the plant. It's a great way to sweeten your margarita and make a delicious flavor profile. So once we have those ingredients in there, we are going to give it a little bit of a shake.
That's like music to my ears right there.
Yes. Lastly, we're going to strain this cocktail right into our glass.
There we go.
Beautiful. So we're going to get that beautiful kind of tequila and lime colors coming out. Fresh flavors and smells you can already smell. This is our horseshoe margarita. And again, we are so excited to be here at the track with you today.
Show it off. Kelly, can you taste it?
Yes. Am I allowed? I'm going for it. Here we go. First time since college.
That sounds like good. That sounds good.
That's good. I'm back on the train.
She's back, baby. You did it, Will.
Music to my ears.
All right. Thank you so much. Of course, we'll have the recipe up on the website, WDJX.com. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Oaks. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story on the way. We are live, Churchill Downs, backside, 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. What did you literally just say?
I just said I had to chase my tequila with my vodka.
Kelly's double-fisting the horseshoe margarita and the Oaks Lily.
Listen, and I got yours, your Oaks Lily.
Somehow you managed to get three drinks.
Listen, I take my job seriously.
Yes, seriously.
And it's rude not to finish what people have spent time and effort making.
Could you imagine? Because again, this is like you drinking margaritas is not a thing that you like to do.
No, it's not something that I've ever done again since college.
It would have been so rude of you to like do a spit take right after you did.
See, I didn't. I was good and it was tasty.
Yes.
Am I full time back on the tequila wagon? Probably not.
I see Will's not here anymore. So
exactly. No, I'm sticking with the Lily.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. It looks good on you. All right.
Okay.
All right. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. You feeling good?
I'm feeling great. Better than 4 a.m.
I got to be honest. A lot of times these roles are reversed.
They are a little. Yeah.
Usually you're the sober, calm, clean, and collected one, and I'm kind of the loosey, drunky one.
You did have to go take a midday nap.
I did. I had the $1,000 mint julep earlier in the week, and it hit me.
Yeah, it did. So check in with me later.
Okay. All right. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Happy Oaks. Great day, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. 77, mix of clouds and sun.
It's going to be gorgeous. So put on your pink, because on Oaks Day, we wear pink.
Yeah.
For, you know, to honor everyone who has fought and survived and or unfortunately lost their battle to breast cancer. So come on out and do the day at the track, because it's fantastic.
Yes. That being said, take a drink.
Oh, God.
I mean, do we want to do it here? Or do you want to tease it?
Tease it? Like, draw it out even more? No, let's just get it. Let's just do it.
All right, this is a fun little game called Steed or Stripper.
Oh, Equine or Exotic Dancer.
Sorry, Equine or Exotic Dancer. Okay, so since all of the names that you see here at Churchill Downs and in the horse racing industry are a little bit awkward and a little bit weird, and also the same could be said for exotic dancers.
They could share some qualities.
Yeah, so we...
This is very much like a little kid or drunk adult, a little bit. Yeah. Like, they are similar, yet different.
Okay, are you ready? This is equine or exotic dancer. First one, winks with an X.
Wow, seriously? Oh, that could very well... I mean, an exotic dancer could just go with one name like Cher. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to say exotic dancer.
I'm sorry, that is an actual equine.
Oh, wow!
Winx is an equine.
I'm throwing my money at that one.
All right, here we go. Equine or exotic dancer. Disco dude.
Disco dude. That I would think. Wait a second. Is this an equal opportunity exotic dancer?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Could be a Magic Mike moment.
I'm still going to say equine.
I'm sorry, you're 0 for 2. That is an exotic dancer.
Oh, no. Where is he performing?
I don't know, right? All right. Equine or exotic dancer? Honey.
Insane.
Honey Biggins.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a dancer. That's an exotic dancer.
That is an exotic dancer.
I bet she's amazing.
All right. Equine or exotic dancer? Tricky Trixie.
Oh, Tricky Trixie? I want to say dancer, but I feel like it's a whole equine. Equine.
It is an equine.
Equine.
All right. All right. Last one. Equine or exotic dancer? Are you ready?
Good one. Make it a good one.
Riding Miss Daisy.
Oh, my God. That's an equine.
It is. It's an equine.
Hey, oh, my God.
Oh, riding Miss Daisy.
If it's in any of the horses this weekend, I'm putting money on it. I'm putting money on it.
Oh, this is probably this in Operation GOTV has got to be my favorite things that we do at Backside.
Well, the only way to follow that is with more Finlandia Oaks Lily.
Finlandia Oaks Lily. It's 99.7 DJX. Happy Oaks. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. By the way, Katie texts us and says, I'm going to need that Oaks Lily, that alcohol-free version of the Oaks Lily. That sounds delicious.
Okay, we will hunt that down.
I think you can just do it in...
Just take out the vodka part?
Yeah, but what fun's that?
You know what? Add some lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be really good. If you just switch out lemonade for the vodka part, I bet that would be fantastic. Maybe even a little pineapple.
Missy.
I just made that up just now.
Sure. Missy texts in and says, hearing Kelly drunk is exactly why I would want a career in radio.
That's where it's totally legal and encouraged.
I will say, some celebrity sightings already, all right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have an insider at Proof downtown.
Yes.
Who waited on John Hamm.
Oh.
Yes, John Hammond from the Progressive commercials.
Yeah. That's the first thing. I mean.
Or Mad Men.
He got famous for Mad Men, but also Maverick, Top Gun.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He was like kind of the jerk boss.
Yes.
Of Maverick.
So John Hamm walking around. He was, again, a celebrity that we hadn't seen on any, quote, list for any parties. Of course, all the big derby parties are tonight. I know we're going to be out at the Silks Bash a little bit later on. Not Kelly and I, but Emily will be out there a little bit later on.
Yeah, she'll hopefully get some pictures with some celebs there. And if you have any run-ins or celebrity sightings or anything like that, tag us in pics. Mm-hmm. We want to live vicariously through you.
Yeah, and actually, Kelly, you're going to be out at the making of the Garland of the Roses a little bit later on.
Yes, they should bring celebrities there.
So you need to take a nap between now and then.
I'm going to have to take a nap.
Kelly's.
Wait, I still got your Finlandia vodka thing to finish.
We had asked for some stories about like some crazy ways that you've snuck in. We have some more text messages to get to.
Oh, that's great.
Because you know, I yesterday kind of ran around Thurby like I owned the place.
Yeah, you did. You have some letters. I think you have enough letters on your credentials that make you look legit enough.
Yes. And I texted my wife because she was like, hey, try to find me. And I was like, I don't have credentials to get where you are. I'm going to use my dashing looks and charm to try to get where I was.
And you did.
And I did.
You know what it was? The hat.
Why?
It was the hat. No one.
Why you got to bring up the hat?
A man in that hat. They're not. You looked like you were important.
Okay. We've gotten so many different opinions about the hat that you've seen on the website or on socials at Ben and Kelly Show. I took a fashion risk. I wore this hat that has Amish vibes. It has cowboy vibes to it. To Thurby yesterday, what's your take on it? Be honest.
Oh, okay. So I thought you pulled it off. I was skeptical and a little nervous for you based on your initial description.
Yeah.
But I thought you wore it well.
Okay.
Would I typically have saw that? Like, if I looked at that hat in a store, I'd be like, that's a Ben hat. Would not have said that.
I would not have either.
I would not have said that is a hat that really anyone needs to wear.
Okay.
But you wore it well.
All right, I'll take that.
I thought you looked Amish chic. No one's put chic behind the Amish vibes. No. I'll say Amish chic.
All right. I take that. All right. So we'll get to some of your texts coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. Happy Oaks.